Everyday Life with Guardsmares, Chapter 5. It was just after midnight. Honorbound realized that she should be asleep, but she figured that she should stay up to see the end of both shifts. She'd hoped that nothing would go wrong on the first day, but with a naive young Pegasus in one hoof, and a self-absorbed salt-looking unicorn in the other, anything was possible. Sitting almost sideways in one of the chairs of the living room, Honorbound was finishing off the final paragraph of an article in that week's The New Equestrian magazine. Over at the breakfast table, Specialist Sparkshower was also staying up late, working through her issue of Canterlot Match that the corporal had brought her, a quill and paper by her side. That rag was by far the gossipiest of all the gossip magazines in Equestria, but she was actually using it to make notes on the who's who of Canterlot society. Honorbound had to admire the effort. Artemis Sparkshower had only recently arrived in Canterlot, after all, and in her own words, she wanted to quickly get the grasp of the capital. Sparkshower had the morning shift tomorrow, but she'd taken a nap that afternoon to make up the sleep time in advance. As Honorbound turned her magazine over to start the article on the other side, she could hear hoofsteps out in the carpeted hallway. The steps came to a stop outside the door to their shared quarters, and moments later, Specialist Glamour Spear slowly pushed the door open. She was completely soaked. Her coat was streaked with leathery white sweat deposits, and her mane was in desperate need of a blow dry and brushing. She had her helmet and armor floating beside her, in a magical field, and Sparkshower put down her magazine, a confused expression on her face. But Glamour Spear was speechless. Doing anything more than standing there, panting in the entryway with her head hung low, was apparently beyond her present abilities. It seemed like Honorbound might not be getting what she'd hoped for. How did a unicorn with Lily Glamour Spear's telekinetic abilities manage to get wet in the rain? Finally, with what seemed like a supreme effort, Glamour Spear reached over and closed the door behind her. Taking a deep breath, she lifted her head up to face the other two occupants of the room.
Did either of you two know that humans can gallop for 8 straight hours?
Sparkshower's jaw dropped.
Wait, Anonymous went galloping for your entire evening shift?
It was as though the act of getting in a conversation had reinvigorated the social butterfly unicorn, as she began to grow steadily more animated.
No, it was only for just an hour, which was impressive enough, but when I asked him if he was a champion athlete, he just laughed and said that 1 hour at that pace, which he called a jog, although I had a gallop to keep up, was nothing, and that real human athletes can do it all day long without stopping. Can you believe that?
Hopping out of her chair, the Pegasus darted over to her fellow guardsmare and held her forehooves out beneath the floating armor pieces. Glamour Spear's horn stopped glowing, and the field holding her stuff up was allowed to drop. And the armor went right along with it, straight into the Pegasus's waiting forelegs. The relief from finally being able to shut off that last source of exertion had a palpable effect on the poor junior unicorn, as she went slack on her hooves, some previously hidden tension evaporating.
Thanks, I needed that.
The Pegasus gave her a smile.
No problem, Glamour Spear. Now you go have a shower. I'll hang these up in your room. Yeah, Rubiel Pal Spark Shower. I owe you one.
That was the first time she actually addressed the Pegasus by her full name. She must have really meant it. While she flapped over to the unicorn's bedroom, Glamour Spear trotted over to the washroom. In seconds, the curtain was drawn and the water was running full blast. Honor could hear the unicorn's sigh of relief. By the time Sparkshower had finished hanging up her comrade's armor and floated back out of her bedroom, the water had stopped again, and there was the unmistakable deep bass of a shroom, of Glamour Spear drawing herself off with a WC-40 maneuver.
What was that?
Clearly, Specialist Sparks had not been around many cornfields, the lingo for all unicorn regiments.
WC-40. Low-intensity modulated telekinetic blast. Unicorns do it in the field for drying off in a hurry. Why is it called WC-40?
That was such an old yarn. She was a little surprised that she'd never hear it. But then again, Sparkshower was pretty green for a specialist, and much of her time had been spent actually deep in the field, rather than sharing tales back at barracks.
Because it takes practice. Get it wrong, and you can wind up looking like a furball, or worse. Usually newbies practice it outside until they can do it even when they're hungover and exhausted. The story goes that one rookie thought that they'd mastered it, and went for a shower in water closet number 40. They got it wrong, and blew the place up. At Fort Horseshoe Bend? I remember using water closet number 40. That's the one next to the Chow Hall. And it's a newer building than the rest.
The Pegasus rookie looked aghast at the idea that the latrine building might have exploded from a careless unicorn at any time.
That's how I heard it anyway.
Meanwhile, Glamour Spear had emerged from the shower, her coat fresh and dry and mane well brushed.
That's better. If I hadn't had to keep up with that umbrella shield while also galloping around the rose garden like a madmare, I might not have gotten so beat. But I don't know how he managed to keep going so fast for so long.
Spark Shower hovered over towards Glamour Spear, placing a hoof to her chin.
Well, he's tall, so maybe for him it wasn't a gallop?
Glamour Spear waved her hoof dismissively.
Oh, sure, I guess his jog was more of a canter, but even so, could you keep up a canter on hoof, mind you, not in the air, for an hour without breaks, let alone 8 hours? No, but he doesn't have any hair on his body, right? Ugh, don't remind me. And let me tell you, he picked the worst clothes to wear while exercising. Just these two pieces of plain white baggy short-sleeve cotton undergarments. I was lucky that we weren't seen, because it would have been so embarrassing.
With a firm flap, Spark Shower hoisted herself up into the air, almost touching the ceiling.
Wait, so if his skin is exposed, then that means he can sweat a lot easier than we can. And that also means that he doesn't overheat. So that's why he can keep going on for so long.
The unicorn cocked an eye up at her.
So, how'd you figure that?
Spark Shower dropped from the air and landed with a satisfying thud.
The non-Pegasus ponies in Armored Recon, and even some of the Pegasi actually, sometimes shave parts of their body when they know that they need to do long-distance work on hot, humid days. It makes it easier to sweat and keep cool.
Glamour Spear stuck out her tongue.
Ugh, gross. But I believe you. Still, you're not gonna find me shaving my flanks just to keep up with some hairless monkey.
The Pegasus shrugged her shoulders.
Maybe you can get out a morning pony physical training if Anonymous goes for a run every night?
Glamour Spear smirked.
Oh, believe me, Sparks, I don't mind morning PTT. This flank doesn't keep itself toned, know what I mean?
Emphasizing the point, Glamour Spear turned and tapped her left buttock, adopting an exaggerated sexy pose before relaxing into giggles. Spark Shower started giggling along too, while Glam sauntered over to the couch and continued.
And it is more interesting than just sitting in front of a pair of doors all day, right? But I was wondering if maybe you wanted to switch shifts, if he's gonna make this a regular thing anyways. Oh, sure, I don't mind. But you said you cast the shield to block out the rain? So what if it's raining tomorrow, because I can't do anything for him like that.
Toppling backwards over the armrest, Glamour Spear laid down on the sofa, bringing a hoof up to her forehead.
Ugh, you're right. Now that he's gotten a taste of what the glam can do for him, why would he settle for anything else?
She dropped her foreleg off to the side.
Maybe I can get him to go somewhere else for a constitutional other than Princess Celestia's bucking rose garden? Because that's for pleasant tea parties or romantic evening strolls. Not crazed hairless monkey galloping. But it is right outside his chambers. It's the closest open area outside. Well, maybe I can suggest some better exercise fashion for him to wear. Something with a trim fit and maybe a pattern, at least.
Honor yawned. Taking a glance at the clock against the wall, she noticed that it was 12:30. In this case, it was far past the time for the shoe camp tier silliness.
Okay, fillies, it's after midnight. Let's put the lights out, figure out your galloping problems in the morning.
Spark Shower gave her a quick salute from where she was standing.
Yes, Carpel.
Glamour Spear lazily slapped a hoof against her forehead, still lying on the couch.
Yes, Carpel.
With that, Honor got up and turned off the main living room light. Spark Shower yawned and stretched her wings before making her way to the washroom.
Hey, Spark Shower, don't take too long in there, or else I'm gonna fall asleep out here.
The Pegasus already had her toothbrush in her mouth.
I'll be done in a minute!
Putting the two junior specialists out of her mind, Corporal Bound turned in for the night. If a sweaty, exhausted unicorn was the worst that this assignment had to offer, it should turn out alright. This really does make me wonder who would win. A professional human athlete or a professional pony athlete in like a race or something. I'm probably gonna bet on the pony winning. Anyway, let's get on to our overpowered donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, J-Tin Man, Darkseid, and Ponyman. Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Hazar, Sarlacc Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, and Mr. ECU. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.